Hello.
Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And the reason we're calling out, we're not selling anything. We're just conducting an opinion survey about the upcoming March Jacksonville mayor's election. Are you a registered voter in DeWalt County?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you please tell me, are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or not affiliated with either party?
Not affiliated with any party.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how likely are you to vote in the March election to pick up a new mayor of Jacksonville to replace Mayor Lenny Curry? Would that be very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote?
Very
or
likely,
not likely
to vote. Very likely.
Okay, thank you. And, okay. All right, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your gender?
Female.
Yes, ma'am, what is your, okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 60, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
65 or 55?
65 and up.
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty. That's it?
All right, ma'am, and how did you vote on the how did you vote on the recent November 2022 election? Would you say by mail, early in person, or on an election day?
Early in person.
Early in person, okay. All right, and should Jacksonville next mayor continue moving Jacksonville in the same direction with the same policies as Mayor Lenny Curry, or change directions, in your opinion?
Change direction.
Okay. All right, and which of the following do you feel is the most important issue facing Jacksonville today? Access to affordable quality health care, quality of schools, improved infrastructure in all neighborhoods throughout the city, street flooding and stormwater drainage, violent crime, growing a stronger economy and jobs, and that benefit all, roads and
all
traffic congestion, or affordable housing. But can you pick one to be the most important to you?
Violence in Jacksonville.
Violent crime?
Yes.
Okay. And which one would be your second most important choice?
Schools.
Which one? The schools? Quality
schools.
Of schools?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you support or oppose the action taken by Mayor Curry and the City Council to increase the gas tax from 6 cents to 12 cents per gallon to pay for street improvements, drainage projects, and expansion of the Skyway downtown? Would you say support that or oppose that?
Oppose.
Oppose, okay. And, and when it comes to the city electric utility, GEA, which do you prefer? Privatize GEA by selling it to Florida Power and Light, or keep GEA as a city-owned utility?
Keep it as a city-owned utility.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And if the debate about the city's Confederate soldier statues, do you prefer to keep them or to remove them?
It really makes no difference. There's too much else going on in the world.
So would that be keep them or remove them? I only have two choices.
Okay, I don't have no comment on that. Just skip that. Because I could care less about that.
Oh, okay. So it'd be don't matter, right?
Right.
Okay, and next answer, if your opinion of each of the following is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, okay? The first one is Andre Gibson. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, in your opinion?
Who?
Audrey Gibson.
What is she running for?
For mayor. All these people over here, not all of them, but most of them that I'm going to read, they're either running for mayor or other office.
Okay, I haven't even looked at it, so you don't even need to read it to me because I have to do my research. I haven't even looked at it, really.
Okay, well, would you say right now, is it right now, would you say you have, maybe somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I couldn't tell you because I haven't really did my research on any of them, so I can't even answer any of those questions of voting for anyone. So if this is going to end the conversation, it's fine because I can't say any.
Yeah, because I don't have. I don't have.
I don't have. Okay, so how about we just end the conversation?
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.